A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Really?
Three times.
Oh.
I always initiate.
Okay. Do you have any, I don't like to say this word because I don't want to,
say it,
sound
stuff.
Like a perv. Or,
go ahead.
Are your limits?
Nothing. There's nothing I wouldn't do to please you.
I'm in my head right now. I'm thinking in my head. And
I'm breaking the sheets.
I'm thinking about just peeing on her.
I love your tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I can't say those things that I'm thinking in my head.
Your dick imprint.
But I do want to sit beside. Thanks for looking at me. You intimidate me.
Yeah.
And you turn me on.
What do you think of my body?
I think your body, your voice.
I haven't felt this good since the Sigma Nu frat party.
I knew a couple of Sigma Nu's
last week.
Yeah.
I still go even though I'm 24.
With your voice though. Can you just recite Mary Had a Little Lamb with that voice?
Mary had a little Peter.
Wow.
I hate little Peters. This hurts my voice.
And scene.
Lesson one in how to get a guy to choose you. Be freaky. And I think she knew with Randall right away he was going to be an easy fish to reel in.
This isn't on video, but I just want to show of hands if you've used this move.
What?
Of coming off freaky deaky to get a guy in the sheets.
Yeah, but I'm not on the ultimatum.
I know, but I mean, I admit it too. You're right. It's like the number one move, if you want to get a douche guy in
right
bed,
now,
just be like, yeah, because as soon as she said she has no limits, he went, I'm going to get to do anal with this chick.
Yeah. No, or all kinds of
shit. I haven't been able.
Shanique is not going
to
do that.
Shanique won't let me rim her butthole, and I've been dying to do this for like 10 years.
It's so interesting because we didn't really see a lot of him in
not
the first
10 years.
Yo, this is the Urder Murder.
The Urder made him. Not 10 years because that would have been when he was 12.
True. Mary or move on.
Mary,
move on.
This
move
is
on.
Season 2, episode 2, The Choice.
The Choice.
Which sounds like an Andrea Bocelli song.
It does. Once I make the choice. The choice was hard to make, but the choice come from God.
The choice comes from God.
But I love you, God.
God, I love you.
I make the choice. It does sound like an Andrea Bocelli or like a duet between him and Sarah Brightman.
Yes, or now it's always like Sarah Brightman or what? what's her name? I love her. I do love
Charlotte
her voice.
Church?
No, the girl that does from American Idol who did Pia Toscano.
Pia Toscano?
Who does all the David Foster stuff now. Ooh, David Foster is an asshole.
I have a feeling he probably
tell.
Is.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
He and Catherine McPhee were on The Masked Singer. And I knew immediately who was playing piano for her. And she opened her mouth. I was like, that's Catherine McPhee. And this is why you know The Masked Singer is rigged, y'all. Everyone in the world knew that was them. So did the judges. But fucking Nicole Scherzinger says, that is my idol after hearing it one time. Ruth Poynter. And you're like, fuck you. You don't know that. Anyway, I won't talk about it.
That said,
I've been, except for the sports people, I've been pretty right this season.
Well, I would, that said, Singer. Maybe he's not an asshole. I just think he's worked, maybe he's
David
not.
David Foster?
He's worked with anybody and everybody.
No, he's an asshole. You can just tell.
But
I agree with you.
I would happily go see him in concert.
He's a genius.
To hear Catherine McPhee.
Me too.
McPhee, or Pia Toscano, whatever
she
her
knows,
name is. I love her
Catherine
voice.
McPhee knows what side her bread is buttered on.
Oh, yeah.
She's fine. She's never going to have to work another day in her life.
Never.
I think she also has, this is a phrase that we throw around, not daddy issues, but she likes older men. Because her fiance before this was
older. She did what you could have done, and you didn't.
I will say this. David Foster's a good get. It's a good get for someone who's in music.
That would be like a gay getting like Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm.
It's that level.
David Geffen.
And Tom Ford's on the market again.
Really?
Yeah, because his partner was older.
Yeah. Is he dead?
Yeah, his partner died. They were together for a long time, but he died like a year ago.
Ooh, I wonder what he's looking for now.
Some queen in Santa Fe is doing her thing.
Ooh. I wonder if I could age myself really quickly.
Down? Don't. Sorry, but.
This is the ultimatum.
Sorry, but you're too old for Tom Ford now.
I'm not white-haired like that old dinosaur he married.
Well, I know, but now Tom Ford's a daddy. So he doesn't want an old guy. He just went through. He wants now a 31-year-old. With an ass that.
I could pull for 31.
No, because your ass doesn't bounce like a trampoline anymore. It's more kind of like a jiggly caliente.
So Alexis and Hunter.
Y'all, sorry. This is the ultimate. We do want to remind you, this is your last episode of your Try Before You Buy. The rest of these episodes are going to go up behind our Patreon and Supercast. Now, they're going to be a hot minute because we're literally going on tour tomorrow again. Or not tour. We're finishing up Boston and Philly. We're going to have new tour dates. They're going to announce next week, y'all. So get ready.
Yeah.
Get your wallet with your debit card or your ATM pin and whatever you, with your automatic
your credit
check.
Union.
Yes, you get it all ready.
Checks to send into Patreon.
Because it's going to happen next week. Again, our Patreon and Supercast people, they're going to get the pre-sale 2 days in advance. Some venues did sell out with Patreon.
Are you announcing the new tour dates?
No, I'm just saying get ready. They're coming.
Oh.
We're announcing the tour dates next week.
We're announcing the tour dates on...
The 18th, the day after
the 18th.
Easter. Jesus will rise and so will we with new dates.
I think we're sinking.
We are. Anyway, y'all, you get this episode of the Ultimatum, and then the rest are going to go at the $5 tier on Patreon.
I need to say this. I liked the show, and I knew I would watch it all the way, even though it's super messy and it has no one likable.
Yes.
Jake, and now I like Shanique.
I like Shanique. That's what I like, Shanique.
But those are the two people I like. It took me this episode to decide I like Shanique.
I might like Ray. The jury's still out.
I think she's nuts.
She is.
Yeah.
Watching her face, watching Zay is amazing. But anyway, you were going to... So yes, the first episode. What did you think of the second episode
this
overall?
This is telling me where they're going. And there was a... I was gooped at the end of this episode. And of course, I had to watch the fully next episode 3.
I haven't yet, but I'll watch it on the plane.
You're going to be gooped, squared.
And what we've heard is this. We really tried to stay away from spoilers. So all I know is this show gets messier and messier.
Oh, it's so messy now.
And after seeing this second episode, I was like, these people are just going to fuck each other
and
in for
not,
3 weeks. And it's going to make things go haywire.
And it's not just the messiness of of the people. It's the messiness of, I'm calling it a game. They're going to say the experiment. The messiness of the experiment.
It really is a game, though.
Yeah,
that's
but
a better way to phrase
this
it.
Is, and we
and the cruelty of the yeah. experiment. It's a really cruel thing to watch.
And
I would never agree to do
this. It's another step in feeding Christians to the lions. We're going to get there. We're going to get there again.
Woo.
And I'll just be sitting there going, I told you fuckers.
Not in,
history repeats itself.
Not in some states. In Oklahoma now, they're basically feeding pregnant women to the lions.
Yep. Ooh. Yep, they are. Because they basically...
Family
most,
wonders
the most
why
restrictive,
I'm not back.
Restrictive abortion bans, right?
Unless the woman's life is in danger.
Guess what? It's the woman's fucking body. So, I know. I don't have to tell y'all.
But no, it is
this. But this is all. I'm not going to go off on this. This is all theater. This is all them saying we're trying to get those crazy motherfucking anti-abortion people to vote.
It is sad that they're using.
This is all theater to get
women's
the crazies
bodies. To
yes,
get votes.
As bargaining chips.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
It pisses me. No one gives a shit about the unborn.
If you live in Oklahoma now,
political
and
people.
If your father sexually assaults you and you're pregnant with his baby, you gotta love that baby and have it.
This that I,
let
but
that sink in.
Is it signed into law?
It's signed.
Oh,
governor signed it.
Great.
Anyway,
how do we go on after that?
So the old so Alexis.
It's like when I brought up Adam. The movie about the little Adam Walsh who was at a live show.
Yeah,
and I was like, how do we go on?
Don't go on. Anyway.
God.
So, Alexis, Kobe and Alexis. So,
again, Snoke, Hunter and Alexis.
Or Hunter and Alexis.
Kobe and Alexis do sound like a soap couple.
They do sound like a soap couple. But, y'all, Alex, but the way this kind of episode, how did you want to break this episode down? Because it. We just want
let's
to go
talk
order,
about
or?
What happens a little bit.
The couples
let's
are just, all over the place.
Let's just go in order.
So the first thing
this
I wrote
is
down.
Like 3 days, 2 days, one day before the choice.
Alexa is kind of like Mike from Before the 90 Days of Mike and Jimena.
Looking like an owl?
That. And you can't just break up with Alexis once because she doesn't believe it.
No. It's so, like you got to knock over a Coke machine. It takes three or four tries.
She's like
Seinfeld.
Yeah, I don't get this. And she's like, I'm attracted to you. And I was taken aback.
You told me you could not see a future with me.
And yeah, Kobe was like, well, yeah. She's like, but why did you say that? Like, I don't get it. Why would you not want to date me? And Kobe just said,
I'm not attracted to you. Now,
what?
I will say,
what?
You asked. You kept pushing because she thinks the thing, what she expected is he would be like most guys who did not want to be the asshole and him and Haw and like, well, it's not that blah, blah, blah. And then she would completely keep sticking it to him and she would ruin him for everybody else.
I have to say, I know some people think, and I agree, he's super salesy and I think you would meet him at a hotel convention and sleep with him and all that. However, I kind of like Colby because...
I don't like him at all, but I know what you're going to say.
But yeah. I like that he tells you what he's thinking. He's the epitome of what it is to be a good-looking white straight man in the world. He says what he wants, and he does what he wants.
That's not true. But no, I would say a lot of white straight men will him and haw because they don't want to be the bad guy.
But no, I mean, he's like
I disagree.
What men want to be. Like where he's just like, nope, I'm not attracted to you. And Alexis' response to that is... But I look just like your ex and or your girlfriend.
Went, no, you don't.
Just because you're two white women with somewhat blonde hair doesn't mean you look. They look nothing alike.
They look nothing alike.
Nothing, 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 nothing alike.
Nothing alike. I agree.
I think this is bullshit.
I still do say if it's natural, I'd be very shocked. She had a botched nose job. I really do think that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because it changed her face in a way.
I don't like to think about her nose.
Yeah.
Like
so,
that.
Anyway, she's like, and he's even saying, she's like, I think you're rude. You're an asshole.
And I wrote, he was so nice to you. He was just honest.
He was nice to her. You kept asking him.
And he was and very nice to
you. The only issue, I didn't have a problem with him with this. I had a problem with him later. But okay, yeah, the honesty, he skeezed me out, but because of the salesman stuff, but I think the whole thing with April and him is just ridiculous, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
So y'all, then she decides that she starts shit talking him.
Yes.
She's reality gold.
Oh, she is.
And she's like to Madeline, she's like, you know, it 100% better.
Yeah, 100% better. And that's where Hunter says, I love that Alexis says that she wants. But that was even a lot. But he says, but I love that about, because you're wondering, what does he see in her? Alexis? Yes, what is lovable about her?
I can't figure it out.
I can't, even at the end of this episode when I went, what?
Yeah, when we were all gooped. Yeah.
Yeah, I could not figure it out.
I don't get it either. I think he did something in a previous life, and instead of pushing a boulder up a hill in hell, he traded it to have Alexis.
That makes sense. Now, that makes totally sense.
It was an equal choice.
So, Kobe, like, he goes in the bathroom. He starts crying because he's just like, I don't want to do this.
I have so much love for Madeline.
I just want to be with Madeline. I didn't expect this feeling. It's going to be tough. It's funny to see this react because
I did not buy this. I don't know.
This, and then we see later on, which I love. I love that what it's flipping is what we find out is the people that gave the ultimatum that came in this so hard are now going, what did I get myself into? And the people that have been kind of been, although Kobe gave the ultimatum, right?
Yes.
So he gave the ultimatum, but he gave it not wanting to break up. That's what he said. But now he's like, wait. And then they all kind of, it's just everybody flip-flops from what they originally came in as.
I think it is that the people who gave the ultimatum think of this as either one of two things. Either I'm grabbing the power in my relationship or I'm asserting my power.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every single one of them has realized this isn't really working for me the way I thought it would.
Yes. Yeah.
And because I do believe it is a naked power grab, because one of the partners feels like they either aren't fully in charge or don't have enough power.
Yes.
And that's why I think, and I'm sure you guys, I want to hear if you did this with your partner and it worked for you. I think it's different too if you're talking about it with your partner and you both decide, you don't give the ultimatum, although Vanessa said that she did that. But when you talk about taking a break, both of you, and you mutually agree to it, when one partner's like, I call the ultimatum, and then it feels like, I want to know if you did that with your partner and did it work, and are you stronger? Because I want to, it to me, the more I think about it, it feels like a power grab that says, this is not going the way I want it to. I'm going to right the ship.
Yeah.
And it's
all control.
It's very interesting.
It's all control. All right, they've got 3 days until the choice, y'all. So they're starting. The show moves quick now.
I like it how we're having very detailed, honest conversations about this mess, absolute mess of a show.
Hey, love.
But it makes me
love
think
is blind
about it.
Makes us think. I will give that to the creators of this. They make content that make us think about kind of these just deeper concepts of being human. So 3 days until the choice, Shanique and Zay are talking. And
she said, if we get married, you'll take up the trash, be it all the recitals, blah, 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 blah. And I'm glad she's putting this out there. It is a little strong, I think. And especially when this is someone who she's not really intended to be with. But I understand why she's saying it. And he's like, that's okay. I know how to sew.
He does know how to sew.
She loses her mind.
You also see that, and this is why that he would be a weakness for me is, y'all, Zay is cute, but then on top of that, Zay knows how to flirt.
And
he is a flirt.
But this is so interesting. This is, you can also see why Shanique, who has been with Randall for a while, she's talking about sex and sex drive and I'm attracted to you. And he's like, that's interesting. Zay says, I'm actually more in love with your mind. I'm more flirting with your mind right now than anything else. And Shanique goes, wait, does not compute.
It doesn't compute. Do I buy that fully? Do I think that's his line?
No, it's flirting.
I think it's a line
but
of flirting.
Just to say it.
Just to say it kind of disrupts her brain.
Right. And I think it's interesting. And then she says, the deeper, the more I like it.
And then that's where Poodle said, that's my line.
But she said, the deeper the intimacy. But y'all, it was very clear what she was meaning.
Yeah. The deeper and the dick, the sweeter the juice.
Bro, that doesn't make any sense.
It's supposed to be the black, that
I know, I know, okay. I know. It still doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know.
So let's talk about Nate and Shanique.
Nate and Shanique. Okay.
Look, I want to encourage you. Before, let's not think about the end.
Yeah.
What do you get from him?
So, to me, yes. What I was getting from, he makes to me the most turn in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So, originally, you look at Nate, who's with
Lauren,
and you kind of mismatch, but you kind of thought of like Lauren and Nate as like two just normal, great people.
Right.
Who just have different value systems.
Yeah.
And then you look
That's kind of where I was.
And so right now as I'm watching this with Shanique and Nate, I'm like, this could be a match.
He said, I want to make you feel like the perfect girl, perfect woman every day. And they're talking about...
He gives good first impression.
And also, he is listening.
He's putting his hand... Yes, he's putting his
listening.
Hand on her leg as they're
she
talking.
She is into him. And it's a little weird when he's like, I think we should spend the next 3 weeks together. And I was like, okay. Are you claiming her?
And she said...
It's a little weird.
It's true. And Shanique says things like, she has demands of her kids, but nothing crazy. Like, I just want them to speak a language and play an instrument. And
yeah, he's like, I love that. Love that.
We're on
love
the
that.
Same page. We're on the
Lisa
same.
Lisa Barlow. Love that.
Love that. Love that. God, I miss them already. and so they talk about like, she asked him things. You know, oh, wait, that's him and April. But basically, Nate and Shanique, they have this interaction and you're like, okay, they seem to be compatible. They seem like they could have good conversation. But he's also talking to April.
Yes.
And that's, and with April, he, with April and Nate, they bond because they're both like, can we have kids yesterday?
Yeah. Can I stick it in you?
Y'all, because remember, April set the ultimatum, and so did Nate set the ultimatum. I can't hardly say it without saying ultimatum because of Mark and Kay, who broke up.
I haven't seen it on social media fully.
They're broken up. That's what everybody's saying.
I know. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Maybe she found
yes,
a woman
to
be in love with.
You do. You secretly like it.
I don't think he's right for her. Anyway, but they both broke up, put the ultimatum, four kids. So this is what they're bonding about. And I mean, we kind of leave this knowing that it's this triangle of April. Well, honestly, as you call them, in Love is Blind, a quad.
A quadrangle or a rhombus.
Yes, a rhombus of Shanique
and Nate. A love rhombus.
Well, Shanique and Zay, Shanique and Nate, Nate and April.
Yes.
And Nate and Shanique.
Yes. A rhombus.
Yeah.
A parallelogram.
Parallelogram.
And, but April's saying, this is where I wrote it, he's pushing hard to the net and... This is when I started seeing from this guy, he's doing this to show how quickly he can get a girl to Lauren.
So it is interesting because when the first
now, this is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy.
First, and I actually think it's more than that. I think someone wants to be a reality star.
Yes. It's also, he's competitive. This is how can I get all of these girls to fall in love with me?
I guarantee you his Instagram
is disgusting.
Just thirsty, and he's just trying to like, he wants to like be with someone and be the next Lauren and Cam from Love is Blind. And they will never be.
No.
Because no one is ever Lauren and Cam. Whereas,
Lauren, have us on your show. We have the receipts. You won't.
She won't. But I would.
You've already got a gay guy.
She doesn't want any more. I will say, whereas we get a little bit of like Madeline saying that she was blindsided by this, but I want to talk a bit about like Jake and Ray have a pretty great conversation. And they seem to really like, that's the one couple so far out of this where I'm like, maybe this is better for them.
Well, here's the thing. I think that neither of them are with people who see them the way they'd like to be seen.
Yeah.
And in a way, they both settled for this type of, I don't know what the relationships they're in. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's settling in a good way. But I don't think they get to use all the parts of themselves with their partners.
Yeah.
And they met someone either in a weird kind of freakish way or something where there's a spark. And y'all, this can happen. It may just be you turn out to be best friends. But they seem interested in one another.
They do. I would want to say, as a lady in her 40s, their conversation about how novel it is that one of them snores and how they both kind of, y'all, when you're dating in your 40s, you know you both snore because
I don't snore.
So anyway,
I don't. I've never been told that.
Sure.
Sorry. I just
we
never
all
told
snore
that.
As we it all starts sagging.
I'm fine.
Well,
it's your neck. It gets more and more like the Mucinex troll.
I'm just saying. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm dainty. I don't snore.
Uh-huh.
So one thing I want to say here is that Jake's dream job was to be a marine biologist. This is the most basic thing possible. Spoiler alert. We all wanted to be a marine biologist. That was the thing to be.
It
runs in trends.
I didn't, but
everyone did.
A lot of people, and even in Oklahoma, wanted to be a marine.
Yes.
And I was like, at the time, even then, I thought, we're from a landlocked state.
We don't
even have the ocean by us.
You're not special, honey. And y'all, come on as marine biologist sissies, because you actually did it.
My goddaughter is a marine biologist. She's
there
studying
you go.
For it. Up at UC Davis.
Do you think she'll
oh yeah. She's already like,
because she's obsessed with it.
A junior, and she's like writing papers and looking
for her.
Getting courted by master's degrees or master programs.
But I'm saying a lot of people do start out in that kind of thing.
I think she's actually gonna get a master's in Hawaii.
So
it's still a real degree.
But a lot of people say so they're basically
I agree. That's true.
It's basic.
I remember Sarah Payne saying, I want to be a marine biologist. And I went, you flunked science.
So they are.
They must have had a marine biologist Barbie.
It's just.
Seriously.
It's,
I bet there was
cycles.
There was something, or it was on a television show or something.
It was on Seinfeld.
Kids watched.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a career that. It's a career that cycles about every 5 to 10 years.
Y'all, tell us, where were you when you learned about marine biology? Maybe watching Danger Bay.
I remember.
I learned about it from Danger
everyone
Bay.
Everyone in my middle school wanted to be a marine biologist. We all did.
Maybe. But Danger Bay was on the Disney Channel. A lot of people watch that.
Never heard of it. So there's not a whole lot about that. Then Jake and Ray just talk about nonsense that really has nothing to do. But at least one of them is listening to the two can listen to each other.
They both listen to each other very. But it is interesting how. What is interesting? It's kind of what happens with April. It's April talks about not wanting to have kids. Ray talks
no.
about...
no. April wants to have kids.
Not April, I'm sorry.
Lauren.
Lauren talks about not wanting to have kids. And Ray talks about not being able to open up with their partners they have now.
Right.
However, when they are with other people
right.
who facilitate the conversation in a different way.
What's different ways of communicating?
And they completely... So it is how quick people get comfortable in this. And y'all remember, they're having to do this fucking like 10 hours a day. It's very intense. Anyway, that's just super interesting. That is very compelling about this experiment, in quotes.
So Colby and Lauren, there's this weird, this is when he gets salesman-y. He's like, favorite childhood memory. And she's talking about.
I didn't mind that question.
I'm just saying it felt like he's reading it off of a book.
It is. It's a good question, though, because it if you ask someone their favorite child memory, then that's a way of asking them without being so direct of what was important to you or what about your childhood. Because from that, Lauren kind of realizes doing things with kids and tradition would be something possibly that I'm into. Again, y'all, Lauren doesn't know if she wants kids or not because she's 24 years old.
Right.
One of our best friends, Sissy, said she never wanted kids. Until she, and then suddenly she turned 30 and she went, I'm thinking about the name, blah, 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 for a girl's name.
Oh, okay.
What?
But do you notice, though, when Lauren is comfortable, the idea of having a potential family doesn't seem scary at all to her?
Well, it was she's with someone that doesn't feel like she's going to have to do it all herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is weird because later on, Nate says, I want to be in my kid's life. All the times when he's talking to the other women.
Yeah, that's why I get it that people having kids is a non-starter or whatever it is when you begin a relationship. And it should be. I've said that even last episode. If you don't want to have some kids, then don't go on another date if they don't want kids or whatever. And at the same time, it just changes. Like it's the relationship I'm in now. It's actually because I love my relationship the way it is. Why I don't want to have kids. That changed that for me. So this, but that what this show, but that's experiential in an actual relationship. What this show, kind of the thing that feels fraudacity about it, but also the thing that is so great about this show, it's operating that on, like we said before, on just the fantasy of what it would be. Lauren has no idea what it would actually be like to have kids with fucking Colby.
No.
But because you're meeting someone, it's the first time, and everybody's getting along, and we're sitting in a beautiful pool and beautiful lights with heat lamps, you think, wow, well, maybe having kids with handsome blue eyes isn't that bad.
And it's also not real world, because
you don't fucking know.
On a normal date, you like a normal first date, which is what this basically is, you wouldn't say, favorite childhood memory. Yeah. That would not be a first date thing.
No, that's more like a third date question. Yeah. But again, they've been together. I think there would be a
better way to ask it than favorite childhood memory. It's just, it feels like let's evaluate it to ensure there's values. It feels very calculated. And that would be, that's right for this show, not for real life.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't want it like my first date. But if I've been dating a guy for like a month or two and he's like, what are your favorite childhood memories that you did growing up as a kid? And I think the way that I can see, though, too, the way Colby asked it, it did literally sounded like a job interview.
To me, an easier question is, what was your childhood like? Because what's your favorite childhood memory is so specific.
Oh, see, to me, if somebody said, what was your childhood like? I would be scared to ask that question because if I was dating somebody new, they might just bring up, well,
no, that's true.
I hated my dad, but hated my mom, or whatever.
What I'm saying is it feels, as soon as you start saying things like that, it feels like a job interview.
No, that's why I just said the way Colby asked it, it felt like a job interview.
How would you ask it?
I think the way I just phrased it, like, so growing up, like things that you did with your, what was one of your favorite things you did as a kid?
But hopefully you were already talking about their family, so you just didn't randomly bring it up.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what. But the way he did it was just so, like he had a list in front of him.
Because if I'm on a date, even if it's a third date, and I feel like I'm being grilled, that's not hot. That doesn't feel.
No, you want to feel like that they're
like there's
an
conversation that's
conversation.
Easy.
Yeah,
and I think people you have to. This is a completely different situation, but like people are always saying, I don't know how to date. I don't know. People are, you know, on the Sissy Squad, people, I'm either I'm divorced or I haven't been in the dating pool. I don't know what I'm doing. You guys just get to know someone. Ask them easy softball questions about what they did that day, what their job is, or what they like to do. easy. Just be a person. I think the worst thing is when people interview people. Because I've been interviewed on a date before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's, you feel like you are, you're trying to get, you're trying, they want to see if you can get to the second date. And I'm immediately turned off.
Yeah, I don't like job interview dates either.
Yeah. And so don't ask those questions and listen. But one thing I would like to say is listen more. Listen more than you, but don't be completely silent.
You just confused everyone. They're like, I don't know what to do now. Thanks, Poodle.
But I'm saying there's a big difference between over-talking and being a complete silent as a dead person.
Y'all just get them in the car and put your ass on their face.
That always works.
That always worked
for
me.
Or do like me. Hey, can I get in the car with you and make out for a little bit?
There you go. That's going to get you a second date.
Yep. Always.
And if it doesn't, at least you had fun.
That's
but
my view.
Pretty much always does get you a second date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, where are we?
Because when I know there'll be no second date, or what IU is, so I'm like, so this was really fun. My voice goes up, and I give them kind of a side hug. And they're like, can we do this again? I'm like, I'll call you. Never. If I say I'll call you.
He's not going to call you.
No.
He's not going to call you.
I'm not going to call. Randall and Randall and Mads. I'm gonna call her Mads
Randall
for the rest of the time.
Randall, and
we already kind of did that theater.
We already did, y'all. They want to fuck each other.
That's
real
the
bad.
Thing,
and that's this, what's interesting to me about this show is the things people will do because we live in America, which is not a sex positive society,
right?
So the things people will say and the games they will play. Just so, because they can't come out and write and say, hey, you want to fuck each other?
It's interesting because I thought that Randall talking about being financially stable and blah, 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 and needing time, I thought he might have been being honest about that. I don't think that anymore.
No, I think this helped me see kind of what April and somebody else said, that guys use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
He's using that as an excuse.
He is definitely using this excuse. And y'all, Randall's not done playing around.
No.
And later on, even
and he shouldn't be because he's 24.
That is true.
But
I'm saying, according to the metric of the show, this is dangerous for Shanique because she's the one who gave the ultimatum. He obviously cannot say to her, I'm not done playing around.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. This is, y'all, this is not going to go well for Shanique, this coupling. I can already tell you this.
All right. I think now that we're at one day until the choice,
y'all.
Yes. You know what? We should actually take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies,
We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens!
one day more.
Let me lick your ass. Let me go into sex and
I want to wear a hat in the sex position.
I'm okay with that.
I think it's gimmicky and terrible.
And you wouldn't let Kobe wear that hat and fuck you?
You know, it's interesting. I thought he was really attractive on the first episode.
I thought he was okay.
And I... Oh, come on. That face is perfect.
Eh. He was too much for me from the get-go.
And the eyebrows are very groomed.
Yeah, he was just too... I need a little more grit.
Interesting.
He was too shiny.
He is, from the stuff I've read online, he is the one... That people are, he is the sex symbol.
Yeah, I pay everybody, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, your taste is fucked, but that's okay.
Yeah, because yours is going great.
I've been upfront about having off center taste. No, Jake is it for me. Jake is the hottest one for me.
He's pretty hot.
So anyway,
they're all having drinks. Remember, y'all too.
And Colby's dressed like a flight attendant or a train conductor.
He is. They are getting them all drunk as hell. Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that. If somebody comes on the show and says, I don't drink, they don't get cast on the show.
So they're talking about wearing a hat during set. Then they play Never Have I Ever. Colby's wearing a wide tie. The less said, the better.
Should we play this game if you're over the age of 25?
No.
Okay.
Well, they're young. A lot of them aren't.
Oh, wait. None of them are over 25 except for Nate.
Now they're kind of just talking about all the, their number one picks, and Randall actually says Madeline is my number one pick.
Yes. And yes, he says that. And also Colby says, wait a minute. I know I was crying in the bathroom just 2 days ago, but now 5 days I wanted to get on a knee, but now I'm reconsidering everything. And I went, then you weren't in love to begin with.
Right.
But yes.
Well, this is now about saving face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. Randall says Madeline. Shanique's face.
I know. This is the thing, though.
It's so cruel.
She gave the ultimatum.
No. It's.
So, I have a hard time. I don't have a lot of sympathy for her.
Have sympathy for any of them.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's cruel, but I also don't have any sympathy for them. Because they all agreed to be honest.
I think her picker is off because, y'all, this guy's not done.
I agree.
I think her picker is off.
I think, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because everything about him, and later on we even see it. That's why I wrote, he's an asshole. He doesn't really care about her feelings.
No, and Ray is like, fuck it, I'm drunk. I'm just going to say it. Jake.
Right. So later on, Alexa's like, I'd be a better Drake.
She's talking to Hunter, and he's like, what are you worried about? She's like, I don't have anybody I want to be with except you. And
to Colby, yeah.
But Hunter says this has helped.
Oh, to Hunter, yeah.
Yeah, to her couple. They're actually together in real life, or they were. And he says, this has helped me crystallize and see things a lot. He said, and seeing her stressed is very upsetting.
Later on, this next interaction kind of blew my mind.
Okay,
between April and Jake. He said, I just got to say that this whole experience, you know, because she wanted the ultimatum.
Yeah.
And he's like, this has really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Like, why are you an asshole to me all the time?
This has opened up so much anger for Jake.
I know. Because so you saw it. In the beginning,
we saw it.
She talks over him. She takes little pot shots at him constantly.
Yes.
And he said, and then y'all, instead of saying, why did you say that? She went, no, I don't. And she completely invalidates that he said it.
And because she still thinks she has control.
Yeah.
And so what she's finding,
it's another power grab for her.
What people are finding is that he says, I know you. We find out. He said, "I know you have fertility issues," and we go, "Oh, okay."
That's a whole other kettle of fish.
She wants to have kids younger because she has fertility. And he says, "But you've never asked what I want."
Nope.
This whole relationship is always about you. And April kind of stands there like she's been stung in the face.
She cannot believe it. Yeah,
she cannot believe it.
And he said, "You will always find a reason to get mad at me for everything." Y'all, this is a red fucking flag.
And then you see her go, oh, fuck.
What did I do?
What did I do? Yep. I've lost control. I'm going to lose this guy, and I got to fucking figure this out.
Yep.
It was riveting television.
This is when I said, yep. I'm in.
That's when I was like,
I like this show.
And this is really interesting. He said, if I chose to go with someone, I know that you're going to be devastated. And I don't want that. I don't want you to feel bad. But this is the experiment. And I'm wrestling with myself right now because I don't want you to feel bad.
Yeah.
And you guys, this is someone who is aware of their own feelings and processing them. That's why he's the most interesting person on this show, as well as the hottest, in my opinion.
He is interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, he's talking about Ray, and I don't know if he says this to her, but he's like, it's weird. He's like, it's not, he's like, this is, if I was, this was a guy, this was like a bromance or a best friend. He's like, it's freaky how much we have in common.
It is.
So, and then Shanique is talking about being torn between Nate and Zay. And later on, and Alexis is basically saying, well, where are you with, what is his fiance? With the
fiance.
I don't know. I can't read my own writing here.
Oh.
Of course.
Are you talking about the Shanique and Randall, or are you talking about Alexis?
Alexis.
Okay.
A little bit of Alexis.
That's the next.
Or the financial thing. Alexis and Randall are talking about finance. And that's when Randall said, yeah, guess what? You know, I said I didn't want to get married because of finances. That's an excuse. Because I want to continue. I'm not ready.
Yeah, he said, it's really just me. And so Randall is originally with Shanique.
Yes.
Right? Yes. This is especially to, Shanique says, she talked about like how she has some feelings with Nate, how Nate asked how she's feeling a lot. And she said, it's something I didn't realize I needed, y'all. And this is where Shanique kind of starts to cry. And she's like, this makes me unsure. And I'm watching this and I kind of am starting to think in a different way. Whereas Alexis is a villain, I think Shanique is a reality star. The way she's able to just kind of process her emotions in real time.
Yeah. But what about Jake? We were talking about the same thing.
No, Jake too. I'm just saying, I'm not even equivocating the both of them. I'm just saying Shanique, the way that she wears her emotions on her face, and we always know what she's thinking because when Randall is going about and talking to people, she is just writhing on the inside, and you can tell it's really great TV to watch.
I think what's going to wind up though,
watching him crying.
What I'm hoping she does though is she won't be as much of a star that people like if she doesn't find a way to stick up for herself more.
I think she will because she says in the line she says, and I'm glad she finally called it out for what it is. She said, I thought I was in control of this situation,
right.
And now I'm not in control.
Yeah.
She's the only person that said what this is about.
Right.
And
April says, I thought the ultimatum would bring us together. It's done the opposite.
So Hunter is comforting April, and that's where April
and
says,
it's tonight's been a complete 360 for me.
And that's where Jake said, I hate her. It's
no,
180.
She's been in it. She's been in on my list since episode one.
Didn't help you.
Yeah.
And Hunter gives her this kind of bullshit. He doesn't know her.
He's here for you.
You're a strong person.
You're
such a strong person. I'm here for you and I will listen.
He's made of cardboard.
He's not bad or good. He's
made of cardboard.
And April's like, oh my God, you were so calm and connected. And so now April's going, I should be with Hunter. And Hunter's thinking, I don't want to be with someone that I have to bring back from the brink continuously.
Right. But he already is,
and you see that is this like Alexis and Hunter have this codependent pattern, and it's going to be really hard for them to break.
Y'all, it's time for the choice.
Guide us to the choice.
God, help me make the choice. Please, God, let me choose the right one. Direct me, God.
Now, can you sing that in Italian?
Non deste più mai dat in voce no spedar.
Y'all, the only podcast of the ultimatum where you're gonna get someone singing Andrea Bocelli in Italian.
In Italian.
You're welcome.
It's true. And then talk about dicks in the same breath.
Dicks.
So
today of y'all.
It's the choice.
I didn't relate to anyone. I am nervous.
So it's almost like I've decided, I'm not going to bash her appearance too much. It's almost like someone did a cubist drawing of her face. And with all the angles.
I get it.
There's something, it's just.
You know what I think probably, what bothers me the most about Alexis is that for her more than anyone, I just don't think this is about love. This is all about the game.
No.
And the only reason we had this goop at the end is because what grossed me out about it, Alexis won. She proved her point to Hunter.
So y'all, so I wrote down who did they draw lots for who go went first? Or just Vanessa Lachey after three glasses of wine did eeny meeny money mo.
Pretty much, and the producer said, hey, this is what we're gonna do.
So they choose Shanique to go first. And she says Zay. And Nate's like, are you kidding me?
And so Nate's like, what? I thought it totally was going to be me. Whew, thank God I have another backup. I'm good.
And Zay chooses Shanique as well. They ask Ray, they're like, is it hard seeing the person you came here with someone else? And he's like, actually, he doesn't really say anything. I think for us, one of the problems for him, I think, is going to be acting like a reality star on camera. He just doesn't have it yet.
Zay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, but you never know. They could be, yeah.
There's just nothing, but the thing is, he hasn't given us a lot.
Given us a lot, yeah.
Maybe we're just not getting anything on camera.
I think because there's been so many people. I'm interested to see how they have conversations when they're alone, Shanique would say.
So Jake chooses Ray, of course, and they choose each other.
They choose each other.
And April is like, April, strangely, she's like, take this in. He will treat you like a queen.
I think this is interesting. This is brilliant because she's lost control.
Yeah.
And she knows.
This was marking her territory. She was pissing on him.
Because she doesn't want to be with anybody. April really didn't make a super deep connection with anyone.
No.
She wants to be with him. So she's like, how do I... She is clawing on the edge of a cliff by trying to have the humility to tell him what a wonderful person he is, which is what he's always wanted to hear.
That's what's so interesting about the people who called the ultimatum.
Like, you could just put April's face on, what is it? Is what on that movie poster that I used to, or video cartridge cassette that I used to see on Video Advantage. What is that movie with Bette Midler where they're just hanging on a cliff? Is that Ruthless People?
Outrageous Fortune.
Outrageous Fortune.
Yes.
That's her. Never seen that movie. I should. I probably would love it.
Maybe that's Shelley Long.
Maybe it is Shelley Long. Love them both. I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Shelley Long?
Yeah. She accepted me years ago. I got to like something again, so she's in my algorithm. I hope she doesn't die now.
Wow. Anyway, why don't you decide to... Wasn't she completely nutty about money with Cheers, which is why they killed her?
I don't remember. She was fucking hilarious on Modern Family.
She was.
She was great on that show.
But let's... later on, you guys... Madeline, of course, chooses Randall. And it's interesting. She says he has a realistic mindset when it comes to love. That's not true at all.
No.
It's not love.
Randall and Madeline want to fuck each other. Right. That's it, y'all. That's it.
When she says realistic mindset, she means are we attracted to one another?
They both admitted they were immediately attracted to one another. For physicality. It's all physicality.
Yeah, they're both bullshitting one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Nate says, the thing for me is that kids are all encompassing. And April says, you know, I'm completely ready to be in mom mode, blah, blah, blah.
And Nate's like, I've got this one in the bag because I'm the only guy here that wants to have kids.
Like yesterday.
So, of course, April's going to choose me. And Nate says, so I'm going to choose April. And April says, I really like Nate, but I choose Hunter. And Nate, and y'all, they cut to
come
Nate
on.
Just going, fuck! You know why? Because Nate is a narcissist.
Yeah, that's what we really see. I loved watching this.
You really see that Nate is gross, y'all. I think he's the grossest person on the show.
And then, so Hunter says, we're going to think he's going to choose April, says, guys, I want to marry Alexis. And I wrote,
and say,
bleh! And Alexis goes, ah! And you're right. The villain won.
The villain won.
It sucks.
Y'all, this is where Maleficent burned the shit out of the prince and ended up just living in her castle of
good
thorns.
For her.
Good for her. Good for her. Y'all, that's the
show. She deserved it.
I'm excited to watch episode 3, everybody. It's going to just get messier, y'all. It's just going to... The hard thing with this show is it always ends with a cliffhanger.
I've watched season 3. It is messy.
Or episode 3. Y'all, you can find us at realitygaze.com. See us in Boston and Philadelphia this weekend. Go to our website.
The 15th and 16th.
Go to our Linktree link on our Instagram. We've got plenty of tickets left. As we've said before, it's a good, you know, who knows? It's a good Friday show in Boston, so maybe Poodle's going to bring out his Baby Jesus Comedy Hour. We don't know yet. Who knows? Anyway, we hope to see you there, and I forgot how we're signing off this show.
No.
You said something.
And remember, tune in next week, or next episode, I guess, when we find out from the ultimatum, will you marry or move on?
Move on!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.